Well, sitting at 0-2, obviously not the start that we wanted, but we were excited that finally we have a home game. I don't know if we're the only team that has had two games on the road, but for us to be back in Minnesota in front of our fans is going to be great. It's going to be a great advantage for us. Cleveland's a tough team. Their defense is outstanding. I think they're averaging 2 yards a rush against them. So it'll be a challenge for us as an offense, but it'll be fun. I mean, we want to obviously get ourselves back on the right track. Cleveland's an 0-2, is 0-2, but they're not an 0-2 team. They're going to be coming in here, play us tough, and we expect it to be a four-quarter ball game and to the very last second. But we are, again, excited that we're back at home.
You guys see this as your chance to get back on track. Two home games, the neutral site game, and
yeah.
Really three.
I mean, definitely. You know, we're going to use this home field advantage to the best of what we can do. I mean, it's a huge advantage for us. Our fans get so loud, and as an offense that's played two games on the road in pretty loud places, it gets hard to operate. So, you know, we're excited for that, and we look to improve our record. I mean, we want to be in this fourth quarter or this first quarter to be even, be 2-2. But it starts with Cleveland. We're solely focused on Cleveland now. Yeah, honestly, my attitude didn't change. I mean, my confidence didn't waver. We knew that the execution had to pick up, and that last drive before the half, I mean, we spread them out. We completed a bubble route to Greg. Adrian had a long run, got us towards the red zone, and then Kyle made a great catch. So, and I think we started getting a rhythm after that. So it was just a higher level execution. But for me, I mean, I've learned to move on from those things and not let it carry over.
I talked to you real briefly after that, and he said he liked what he saw in your eyes. That when the coach comes up to you after a play like that, are you thinking, okay, I gotta make sure he knows that I'm still right there?
No, honestly, I didn't think about Coach Frazier. I mean, my mindset is, hey, I mean, I gotta change it for this team, for this offense, for us to have a chance. And I think in prior instances, like in high school or college, I let interceptions affect me, even my rookie year here. But now I found that I need to move on. I can't let it affect me, otherwise. It's going to negatively affect our offense, and we're not going to play and have as good of a chance to win the ballgame.
When you look back at that play on film, what did you see?
Well, I got there probably a little too early, and Jennings, you know, they were in a blitz zone, so they were probably expecting the ball to come out a little quicker, and it did, and he made a great play on it. You know, next time. Just try to throw it away or you know, don't want to give them the chance to pick it and get some points.
Velocity have an effect on it too?
No, you know, we try to throw those balls with a little bit of touch so that when, you know, the receiver comes out of his break, that if it's too hot, then he's not going to be able to find it. And, you know, again, I think the biggest thing was if I let the play develop a little more, then maybe Jennings would have got out of his hips a little, expecting a go route and not made a break on it. And if he did, I would have been able to see it and throw it away.
So what do you think you guys need to do to get sevens there and not field goals?
It's just execution. You know, there are a couple of plays where we had a guy open, whether, you know, I missed Kyle or you know, we didn't make the catch in a tight space. And it's just, we understand that it's harder to complete balls and make plays in the red zone because the defense is tighter. There's smaller holes and spaces. And it's just a mindset that we have to pick up our level of execution. I think, you know, we were 100% against Detroit, and we got to work on that and continue to get better because, obviously, when you convert threes rather than sevens, it hurts you.
Were you aggressive? You feel like you guys were aggressive enough, though, on third and four, you run up the middle versus, you know, maybe taking a chance with
another pass? Yeah, we want to make sure that, you know, we want to run the clock and give them as least amount of time as possible. And we wanted to get 3 points, and we did that. And you know, it's unfortunate that obviously didn't work out the way we wanted to.
Did you have the option to check the pass on that play?
No, I did not.
What Patterson can do when he gets the ball in his hands? I mean, how important is it that you guys start involving him more in the offense?
He is, he's great with the ball in his hands. The problem is he's behind a guy that's number four in the league, average yards per catch, and Jerome's playing an extremely high level, but we do want to continue to get Cordero involved, and he's made plays for us, and we're going to keep getting him out there and put the ball in his hands, and we see what he did in the return game and a couple of the screens that he has. He's a great player.
Percy, the screens were such a big weapon for you guys in the past. Can Cordero approximate any of that just from what you've seen so far?
Yeah, I think so. He's got a great knack of making guys miss and finding holes and making plays with his legs. And, you know, we're going to continue to get him those balls and have that give him that ability to do so. And then he'll keep developing his routes downfield. But again, I mean, Jerome's playing at such a high level, it's hard to take him off the field.
It seems when you've been at a low point throughout your career here, you've bounced back and played some of your best ball. What do you kind of attribute that to?
I don't know. You know, I guess I don't know if it's just a sense of urgency that things need to be corrected. I'm not sure. I think, I mean, there is that expectation, you know, when I make a bad play, I don't want to make up for it, but I do understand that the execution needs to pick up and the ball security needs to pick up. But I don't know. I mean, it helps when the other guys play around you and play well and make plays like Kyle and Greg and Jerome did. So I don't know what the difference is. I don't know.
You had to wait to get the football 2 weeks in a row. 1 week you hand it off and the guy goes 78 yards.
Yeah.
And the next week the guy goes 105. You get all jacked up and there's no football.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, when we can start with 7 points, though, it's a pretty good deal for us. And again, I think we look back at last year when we went 4-0 in December. We had great starts at the beginning of the games and kind of got into our rhythm. So we want to start fast and what we're doing. But we also understand if we don't, you know, we don't lose the game in the first quarter, nor do we win the game in the first quarter.
Darryl, how much do you notice during a game that, you know, he hasn't been on the field a lot or even on the sidelines? Do you hear him coming up to you and saying anything?
No, not at all. You know, he's been a great team player, and I don't really notice who's on the field or who's off, honestly. I mean, when you get in the game, you're just focusing on your plays and everything that's going on. But he's been great, and he hasn't really said a word. I think he understands, again, that Jerome's playing well, and he understands his role. And, I mean, he's a rookie. He's going to keep getting in there and getting more playing time.
The offensive line got a little more stable, particularly in the second half against Chicago. Was that better protection, or was that you making quicker decisions, or what do you attribute that to?
They were great in protection. I thought they handled Chicago's front very well, and they're going to have a challenge this week against Cleveland. But they played really well and opened up some holes in the running game and did great in the passing game, and I think they'll continue to do that. I mean, you know, it's week two, or just finished week two, and we want to get to midseason form pretty quickly.
How much of those third down runs that you were able to convert was Chicago really draping things downfield, or you just spotting an opportunity?
Well, they were good in coverage, especially third down. I know that they played a lot of man, and when things weren't open, that they were going to be running lanes, and also when they did play zone, their backers get a lot of depth, and so I knew that, and I knew that was going to be an opportunity for us to run, and you know, a team like that is so sound in their technique and what they're doing. You know, those linebackers really do focus on taking away the passing game, and Lord bless me with good legs and try to make some plays with my legs. So
you put on Briggs. Are you thinking it's going to be worse for you at that point?
Yeah, I got caught between knowing that you know, it was third down. I wanted to make hopefully get those extra yards, cover on the first down, and then I was going to start to cut back, and I just saw him coming for me, so I just kind of stopped and then lowered my shoulder. And I think I probably caught him off balance. That's why he went like that. But I felt pretty good. That was probably my most proud moment during that game.
Fred in the film room from
I did. I did. It was good.
How sure were you on that fourth down?
Yeah, I don't – on the fourth down, wait, which one? Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I was sure, yeah. When we did – we had a naked and they took everybody away. And, gosh, yeah, I just dove out, and fortunately, I don't know, was a yard past the sticks, and we're able to convert. That was big for us.
All right, when you can run or throw, we don't see that too often. That's what everybody out there wanted on the goal line on third down. Is that play out there?
We have the best running back in the league, and we think that, again, we wanted points on the board. We didn't want anything crazy to happen. You know, we want to keep the clock running or force them to take a timeout. So if we incomplete a ball, the clock stops, they don't need to take a timeout. And, unfortunately, you know, Monday morning quarterback, is easy to look back and think that we could have done things differently. But I wouldn't expect that if it happens this week that we would change that. I mean, Adrian will make plays all the time, and he does a great job of it.
Yeah, use that play.
I'm sorry.
Does that play there? We don't see it much. The roll, you rolling right. We see you rolling left, which we can figure out.
I mean, we call roll right. I mean, it all depends on what hash we're on and when the play comes in. So, but we do go to the right.
There's a lot of high praise for young quarterbacks who come in the league and have a gigantic impact right away. Does it ever frustrate you that your path has been a little different with ups and downs along the way?
No, not really. I mean, for us, it's as a quarterback and as a team, you're ultimately judged on wins and losses. And, you know, whatever my path is, I just want to win. And if that's handing the ball off to Adrian 50 times and throwing for 50 yards, I don't care. You know, ultimately, that ultimate goal is to get in the playoffs and make it to the Super Bowl. And, you know, I'd much rather have a game like last year where we played terrible against Arizona and we win the game rather than a game like this where we played decent in the second half and we still lost. All right. Thanks.